USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has now signed an executive order to protect all national monuments, memorials, and statues. The president said those who vandalize the monuments will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And Interior Secretary David Bernhardt speaks on protesters who continue to tear down historical statues.
Well, the reality is that the destruction of government property in a deliberate manner is a crime that carries with it a very severe and significant penalty. We are ensuring that when we have an opportunity, we arrest individuals, and we're asking the Department of Justice to prosecute them to the full extent of the law.
The first test of the new policy should be coming in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, as protesters have threatened for the last week to tear down the Emancipation Statue of Abraham Lincoln. This is USA Radio News. Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has. Former police officer Brett Hankinson has appealed his firing over the death of 26-year-old emergency medical worker Breonna Taylor. In the appeal, Hankinson's lawyers argue that officials bowed to public pressure and fired him before the FBI, Kentucky Attorney General's Office, and the state police had even completed their investigations. Taylor was killed on March 13th after officers entered her home searching for illegal drugs. Officials claim the officers announced themselves before entering and only fired in response to shots from Taylor's boyfriend, Kenneth Walker. But Taylor's family claimed the officers did not announce themselves and that Walker believed they were trying to break in. The Trump administration moved forward with a policy offering public schools across the U.S. to share coronavirus relief funding with private schools at a higher rate than federal law typically requires. Under a new rule issued by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, school districts are ordered to set aside a larger portion of their aid for private schools using a formula based on the total number of private schools in the district. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A new report indicates there have been several recent cases of actions by Chinese military planes, and USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
A Taiwanese media report claims Chinese military aircraft flew dangerously close to a U.S. plane and a refueling aircraft that was providing it with fuel at the time near Taiwanese airspace. It happened on Wednesday, and the report says that the Chinese plane approached in a manner that could have been interpreted as a possible provocation. The report follows Taiwan saying that Chinese military airplanes had flown in its air defense zone 6 times in a single week and at least 8 times since June. A Taiwanese security analyst says it's clear that China is asserting itself before the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Grammy-winning country group The Dixie Chicks have dropped the word Dixie from their name and are now going just by The Chicks. The band's social media accounts and website were changed to include the new name for the band. The Chicks, who are releasing their first new album in 14 years, now also released a new video for their song called March March, which features videos and images from the recent Black Lives Matter rallies. The move follows the decision by the country group Lady Antebellum to change its name to Lady A after acknowledging the word's association to slavery. A statement on the Chicks website says, "We'd like to continue to meet this movement." For USA Radio News, we thank you for joining us. I'm John Hunt.